7:20 on a Tuesday morning. Joining us now in studio is Joe Riley, a Northfield entrepreneur and the namesake, I guess, of Joe Mama's Barbecue. Joe, good morning. Thank you so much for coming in today.
Good morning. It's great to be here.
All right. You have become an entrepreneur
yes.
over the course of the last year. We'll talk about that in just a second, but tell us a little bit about yourself. How long have you been in Northfield? What's your background?
Yeah, so I'm a transplant into Northfield, so married a lifelong resident here. Kathy is my wife, so that's what kind of brought me to town. And we lived here probably 16 years before we moved out to Randolph. And in Randolph, I joined the Randolph Fire Department out there, Randolph Hampton Fire, and was on there for 13 years. My wife started a salon out there, City's Edge Salon. So I had quite a drawing for her from the community, Northfield, New Prague. So that was pretty cool. And from there, we moved down to Rushford, Minnesota for about 5 years. And then just most recently moved back to town. I've been here for just over two years, so enjoying Northfield.
All right. When you're not making barbecue sauce, what's your training? What's your job history before then?
So my background is in food.
Okay.
Anywhere from being a catering manager all the way through executive chef and general management in food service. And then most recently, my endeavor into the barbecue sauce and seasoning blends.
And that's why we invited you in, so let's talk about that. Having that background in food service, is there a particular, did you have like a particular recipe or something in mind? Did you specialize in barbecue sauce? Or if not, why barbecue sauce?
Yeah, so during my whole career, my lane has been to try to create food that people can truly enjoy on a really wide bandwidth. And so when you talk about different regional foods, Indian food's a good example where it's very strong, powerful, very distinct flavors, and it's really something you like or you don't like. So when I would do events or I would do menu items, I would translate that into something that somebody could truly enjoy. And my best compliment is, wow, I'd never liked that before, but this is really great. And so that's really my motivation. And through the years, I've just been playing around with creating a sauce that everyone would enjoy and I could envision on people's tables in their homes. And so that was kind of the driver behind it over time. And then my wife has been a great tasting board for me to really kind of narrow it in and find something that really would be good for a lot of people. And that's when we came up with the sauce and really thought about maybe, hey, we should do something with this.
Okay, you get to that point. You know, what's the next step or the first step? How do you get this whole thing off the ground? That's quite an achievement.
It is. My biggest thing that I kept reminding myself is baby steps, because it is a lot to do with the design, the packaging, the labeling, the food safety aspect of it, and just the vision, you know, of having a business plan and creating all of that. So it was a lot. So it was really just baby steps. One of the unique things I did early on, following an event that really kind of spurred this whole thing, was my daughter asked us to do the barbecue sauce for her graduation. And we did that. We got a lot of great compliments on it. And then a few years later, she asked if we would do it for her wedding. And we did. And again, just great, great compliments on the product. And I thought, wow, this could be something. So I started doing some blind taste tests. I went to the store, bought some of the leaders in barbecue sauces. And then as my friends and my friends' friends and my family came over, I'd do a blind taste test. And quite often, I found that our sauce would end up in the top one or two.
Mm-hmm.
And so that really just kind of gave me that spur of, you know, I think we need to do something with this, and we started moving forward with it.
All right, guy. You've got the barbecue sauce, and you brought in some, like a sampler, gift box here that has a lot more than just barbecue sauce in it. Mm-hmm. But let's start by talking to about the barbecue sauce right now. There, you have three different kinds. Did you have, like, one in mind in particular when you started and branch out from there? Mm-hmm. Or is this part of the game plan to begin with?
Yeah. So that was part of the baby steps and really just kind of stripping thing down so it would be manageable. And I have about 10, I had about 10 sauces that I was just having fun with, playing with. And I had one that was, I call it Jamaica Mama. And it was really kind of that Jamaica fruity type of barbecue sauce. I had some northeastern, western Carolina sauces, and just stripped it down to something that would be good. And that's where the original barbecue sauce was that. And then wanted to do something a little bit different. And then we have the Texas barbecue sauce, which is a little bit different. The original is a kind of a Kansas City style. So it's a thicker, sweeter type barbecue sauce, really rich, deep, complex flavors. The Texas, you start looking at a southwestern style barbecue sauce. So you get cumin and chipotle and chili powder flavors in that. And while I was making it, I realized I had all the components for ketchup. And there's not, to me, a lot of great ketchups out there that are really clean label ketchups and have really great flavors. So I introduced ketchup as well when we rolled out. And then most recently for the sauces is our spicy version. We had a lot of customers looking for something really spicy. And so we did some experimenting and created that.
We're talking with Joe Riley, who is the owner of Joe Mama's Barbecue and Ketchup and Spices as yes. well. You mentioned several different geographic areas. They all kind of seem to have their own style of barbecue sauce. Have you gone around and around the country and around the world and checked these out? Do you order barbecue wherever you go?
Yeah. I guess I have traveled the world via the internet.
Okay.
It has been a great resource for studying and looking at some of the background and the flavor profiles of the different sauces. And being in food my entire career, I got to experiment a lot with different sauces.
Let's talk about how you make these in that, okay, you've got these ideas, you've been working on your kitchen mm-hmm. and making sauce. Now you have to do it on a larger scale if you're going to be selling this. Is that still at home? Do you have a professional kitchen? Do you have a factory? Tell us about the business operation.
Yeah, so from a perspective of being successful, again, it's baby steps because there's so much to do. With scaling your product from, experimental phase into actually batch phases, where we started out making a gallon of each at a time just to see if the seasoning blends would work and do what they're supposed to do. And then the next phase was scaling up to 2 gallons, so it's doubling the size. And right now we're at about 4 gallons for a batch. And every time you have to tweak a little something in it to make it taste like it should, because as you use more ingredients, some of the more dominant, stronger fragrant flavors mm-hmm. tend to overtake. So scaling is huge, just trying to make sure you can get the right profile. And then big for us is, really trying to do as much as we can with local, then regional, and then U.S.-based manufacturing companies for our products.
What about the product itself? I mean, you must use a lot of tomatoes.
Yes.
Do you get those all locally here? Do you grow your own tomatoes, or where do you get the tomatoes?
Good question. So we don't have the capacity to process them and find that, with local producers, we are bases with tomato paste. And so we did branch out a little bit, found a manufacturer out of Indiana, and we've seen them in the grocery stores. It's called Red Gold Tomato Products. And doing a little research again on their background, found out they're a family-owned business. They're from the U.S. They don't import any of their tomato products. They support regional farmers. That's actually in the same line of I can't think of the right name, but as in Italy, the mm-hmm. Equatorian or the
latitude.
Latitude, yeah.
Sure.
So the growing region in U.S. In that belt is really good. So they support the local farmers for their products. So we felt that was a really good connection with that part. We do use local honey in our original barbecue sauce from the Bee Shed down in Orinoco. So, yeah, it's,
All right. Let's talk about the last year and marketing your product and selling your product. You mentioned baby steps. You're a year into it now. That's probably quite a few baby steps. Tell us what you've done this last year.
So this last year really has been focused on scaling and then our manufacturing process. So we're very fortunate in Minnesota to have a cottage food law, which allows entrepreneurs to begin their business using their home as a facility. We still have to follow all the safety guidelines, but we're exempt from some of the bigger MDA or FDA guidelines. So it allows us to get started, and that's what we've done. And, you know, my biggest part two and advice I would give anyone is, you know, think ahead, plan ahead, so you're ready when you get there, because food safety is a huge aspect of that. And then part of scaling is, you know, your inventory and trying to get product out there. We've been making barbecue sauce for the past few days, getting ready for Jesse James coming up. And we also have a fundraiser coming up in a few weeks, and also at the Riverwalk, which has been a great partner and ally for us in town at the Riverwalk Market downtown.
I'm looking at one of your the original barbecue sauce here. What about the label, the artwork? Is that your own design? Did you have somebody do that?
Yeah, we did all our own packaging, labeling, design for everything. We do have Engaged Printing in town taking care of our printing our labels. But yeah, we did our own graphic designs and bottling selection. Again, we use glass bottles. We feel it's very strongly that's the right thing to do to try to keep a really low carbon footprint. They are reusable glass bottles, so they can repurpose them using them around their house, whether it's in the pantry or some of the things we use them for is, you know, some wine corks we'll put in there. We use for the pantry salts and different spices and so forth.
Once again, Joe Riley is with us. Joe Mama's Barbecue Sauce is the name of his product. You mentioned the defeat of Jesse James Day. This is going to mark a year anniversary for you. What's going on with you and Joe Mama's Barbecue Sauce this week?
Yeah, we're very excited for our one-year anniversary, and can't believe we're there. We started from ground zero, essentially, and introduced our product last year at Jesse James Days, defeated Jesse James Days, and we'll be there again this year at Central Park. Right by the Central Park sign is where we were last year, and hope to be there again. We will be there. We're registered to be there. And really excited about that. In the last year, we've been working hard to get licensed with the FDA and the Minnesota Department of Ag, so we can introduce our products locally in the market, retail market. Once we get licensed in about 3 weeks, then we will create some interviews with the local store, probably the co-op in town, and introduce our product, do some sampling, and see if we're worthy to be on their shelves.
All right. I love that. And licensing, that sounds like it's a difficult thing. Like, was that a lot of paperwork? Was it a lot of red tape?
It's very challenging. It's very focused on safety and operations. And so your product does have to go to a lab. It has to get analyzed. They create what they call a process authority letter, looking and making sure, you know, as a consumer, we look at a packaging, we look at the label, we can see all the ingredients. We've trained our brain how to look at the ingredient label to understand what we're putting in our bodies, and the nutritional panel. So that takes a lot of rules and regulations behind the scenes to make sure that's done correctly and accurately by everyone that's producing food. So it is. And thankfully, the food safety is really, really important. But it is a lot. That takes up a lot of time and work to create that and do that correctly.
Joey, is there anything that you'd like people to know about Joe Mama's barbecue sauce or any of the other products that you put out that we haven't mentioned yet?
Well, clean is good, and we really try to have clean label products. And with the barbecue sauce, we also do seasoning blends. Our tagline is good food is fun, and we really want to – we're innovators of flavor creation is what we call ourselves, and we really want to bring simplicity to cooking. And with our seasoning blends, really in restaurant, they're restaurant quality. What I would typically use to create all the different flavor profiles, there's Cajun, there's an Asian, so doing stir fries, there's an all-purpose seasoning blend, which is really just a really mature, fresh, clean seasoning salt. We have prime, which is really good on steaks and single items like chicken and vegetables, even sprinkling on salads. We have a chipotle that's really good for Southwestern cuisine. We have a rub, which is one of our best sellers. Our rub has no sugar, no salt, and about 14 different seasoning spices and herbs in it. Just very aromatic, works good on all the meats and fish. So really creating products that people can use and create simplicity when they're cooking.
Well, you brought in a visual aid today. It's a gift pack that has not only the three barbecue sauces that you have, but also the ketchup, all the spices that you'd mentioned, and the rub as well. So I'm sure you'll be that would make a great Christmas, housewarming, any type of gift you imagine. So look for them Central Park on Defeat Days.
Yeah, and we create gift boxes just for that, anywhere from a three-pack of our sauces to a family that has everything in it, to a Masters, which has a barbecue sauces and a rub. So, yeah.
All right. Well, Joey, wish you and Kathy, your wife, the best of luck and every success with the new barbecue sauce. It's a neat adventure, and it's a great story. Thank you so much for coming in and telling us.
I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Joe Riley and Joe and Kathy own, once again, Joe Mama's Barbecue Sauce, and you'll find them at Central Park during Defeat of Jesse James Days.